AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Money is about to run out at the Department of Homeland Security, and Congress is running out of time to fund the department. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the latest live from Capitol Hill.
Ed, the deadline is 7 hours away, and the House appears poised to reject a three-week extension of funding for the department. The vote is now 202 in favor, 219 against. 50 Republicans have so far abandoned their leadership and voted no, many because the bill does not include language that would block the president's action on immigration. Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi pushed for a longer bill, arguing the three-week extension doesn't solve anything. So far, 11 Democrats have voted yes. Now, earlier today, the Senate approved a funding extension through September, but given the time constraints, it's not clear what the next step will be to try to keep DHS funded past midnight. Ed?
That's the AP's Jerry Bodlander with the latest live from Capitol Hill. For Star Trek fans, Trekkies, this defies logic. Leonard Nimoy has died.
The logic by which you arrived at your conclusion escapes me.
His son says the man who played Mr. Spock on Star Trek on TV and in the movies died at his home in Los Angeles. He was 83. Among Leonard Nimoy's fans is President Obama. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says long before nerdy was cool, there was Leonard Nimoy. In a written statement, Obama calls Nimoy's Spock the logical, big-eared center of Star Trek's optimistic, inclusive vision of humanity's future. He adds, "I loved Spock." So when he met Nimoy in 2007, it just seemed right to greet him with the Vulcan salute that says, "Live long and prosper."
Joseph Aldridge has been identified as the gunman in Tyrone, Missouri, who shot and killed 7 people. Not all the victims have been identified, but Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeff Kinder says those who have were Aldridge's cousins. Aldridge was found dead later in apparent suicide. The Dow finished down 81 points. This is AP Radio News. You've probably seen it on the internet, the photo of a dress.
Is that black and blue or gold and white? Your friends probably have an opinion. It's now a worldwide debate. What are the true hues of a royal blue dress with black lace that, to many an eye, transforms in one photograph into gold and white? Optometry experts are calling the photo a one-in-a-million shot that perfectly captures how people's brains perceive color and contrast in dramatically different ways. The English dress retailer Roman Originals has reported 1 million hits on its sales site. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The Chicago Bulls say Derrick Rose's knee surgery was a success, and he will be out only 4 to 6 weeks. This is Bulls forward Joakim Noah.
That's exciting. For where we want to get to, we need Derrick back. There's no question about it.
The Bulls say Rose was able to walk out of the hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.